So how do sellers that are expired see you as an agent? Here's their experience. They were on the market for 120 days, 180 days, 400 days. They may have listed with a realtor that hadn't called them in 3 or 4 months. They haven't had a showing in at all, sometimes none whatsoever. 400 days, never had a showing. They're often frustrated with agents, with every agent, because they think everybody's the same. Everybody wants a price reduction on my house. Nobody wants to do any marketing. But you and I know that if you take a house that's worth $500,000 and you get 17 offers on it in the first day, it wasn't marketing that did it. It was the price of the house was too low, and 17 people saw it, and all 17 made an offer. In fact, as a listener, if I said to you, I can sell your automobile, it's in your driveway, and I promise you I can get you 30 offers, you're going, bring it on. Yeah, but I'm only going to ask $800 for your car. Well, you'd go, well, there's no marketing in that. You just gave it away. Well, the way you know somebody gave it away usually is they had tons of offers on it. But how do you know it's not overpriced? So let's take that house for $500,000 and say you had 17 showings, but no offers. Then you know it's overpriced, because you shouldn't have 17 showings and no offers. So sellers go through these experiences, sometimes with no showings, sometimes with showings back to back to back, and they don't sell. They're frustrated. And they see agents as sometimes money-hungry people that are really not caring about them, only about themselves. When you've done enough interviews with expired listings, you're going to hear this. If you stay with the presentation we have put together for you, there's a lot of psychology that has gone into this presentation in order that the seller, if you will let down their guard, not be so guarded against us and everybody else, but to actually have a conversation with us. But in the beginning, you can appreciate that they're skeptical. There are some really, we'll call it interesting agents in the industry who have an experience with the seller, and it really turns the seller away. Again, I've been doing this since 1985. Some of these stories that what agents have done are just incredible. You wouldn't believe what they said to clients, what they emailed the clients, all the different things that they did. So they're jaded a little bit against agents. So how do they see you? There's a preconceived expectation of how they see you. Not everybody's that way, but a lot of them are that way, especially because we're going after expireds. We're not geographic farming where you send 1,000 mailers to a subdivision and you go fishing and you hope one day you catch one. 1 year, you catch one. And the seller is just happy to have you there. All right, so you get a referral from a friend and they're happy to list their property with you because they don't know any better in the beginning. But once they're on the market for a period of time and they're rejected, because their house is rejected, they often think it's the agent's fault. So that all being said, what's the seller think about agents? How do they see you? They kind of group us together. But when you follow the presentation, we call it therapeutic selling, because the questions in the presentation are very therapeutic for the seller. We understand they've gone through a certain level of pain and frustration. If we ignore all that, then we're just white noise, you know, to the seller, just noise, like a fan in the background, just noise. They're not going to notice anything distinct about us. However, follow the program, practice it again and again and again, and you're going to separate yourself from the herd of other agents. So that is what sellers oftentimes think of real estate agents. But make a difference.